The second step is not quite the same thing as it is lived. I've heard a lot of people share and talk about reaching their rock bottom and tell that they felt that this recognition of their own powerlessness and the unmanageability of their lives had come from out with themselves. In step two, though, there is more of a struggle. With some, it is in accepting a higher power, where there was no belief in God previously. And with others, there is already a faith in God. It is in deeply believing that God can restore us to sanity and living according to that belief. I include myself in this latter category. I read somewhere a while back words to the effect of, if Christians believe that they are truly saved by the sacrifice of Jesus, why do more of them not live more joyfully, as if it were true? I do not remember where I read this, or the exact quote. It may have been Richard Rohr or James Martin who said it in one of their books. It may have been Anthony Flew in There Is a God. Nevertheless, the sense of it has remained with me, and it connects me now to this second step. We can believe in God, but to trust him and live completely in that trust is a different thing. Not least because we have to discern the movements within us, our desires and our fears. God's voice is not the only one speaking to us, either through the people we meet, the events in our lives, or within our own minds and hearts. Discernment takes listening, and listening takes time and consideration, and noticing the effect of these different voices on our soul. Ignatius describes it as turmoil of spirits and calls it second time choice. When much light and understanding are derived through experience of desolations and consolations and discernment of diverse spirits. I would say that I am generally a fairly decisive person. I joined Al-Anon for the first time when I was 17. And one of the tools of the programme that I have worked with a lot over the course of my life is the Just for Today card. One of my favourites from this card is, just for today, I will have a programme. I may not follow it exactly, but I will have it. I will save myself from two pests, hurry and indecision. It is a curious back and forth I am describing here. I have some control over the decisions I make, and yet I am powerless, and I come to believe that God can restore me. The process that links the powerlessness of the first step and the believing that God can restore me is in the discernment, the sitting with and noticing the push and pull in the turmoil of spirits. When I have made a decision, and I am resolved in that decision, I do act decisively to carry it out. Sometimes it is only the action that people see from me and not the process that has gone into that decision. This Just for Today focus highlights two pests in the process of making a change and in trusting God in making a change, hurry and indecision, both of which we might attribute the label spiritual desolation. I call desolation, darkness of soul, turmoil of spirit, inclination to what is low and earthly, restlessness rising from many disturbances and temptations which lead to want of faith, want of hope, want of love. The soul is wholly slothful, tepid, sad and separated, as it were, from its Creator and Lord. For just as consolation is the opposite of desolation, so the thoughts that spring from consolation are the opposite of those that spring from desolation. The time it takes to come to believe allows for this discernment process, a growing into faith and trust in God. We do not need to beat ourselves up that we do not enter at this point of somehow magically trusting God. For to do so may lead to self-loathing, or even believing that we do really trust God may of itself be pride, a lack of humility, that our trust is all our own achievement. Am I not so good? Of course I trust God completely,